Education Magic. In the previous track, we discussed how the Great Catch's reconstruction of reality created a tool of blame to erode his partner's self-esteem. We will discuss 9 rationalized responses the abused uses to stay with his or her great catch. A way to increase your client's awareness of their partner's reconstruction of reality is to assist them in exploring the rationalizations they use for the verbal abuse they are receiving. In a minute, I will discuss Kay's use of rationalizations as a defense mechanism with which she explained and justified Roger's actions as a means to make them acceptable to her. However, as you know, the abuser's actions are unacceptable at a deeper psychological level to the abused. The 9 rationalized responses we will be exploring are, number 1, communication magic, 2, hiding pain, 3, he doesn't mean it, 4, I'm just too sensitive, 5, the good outweighs the bad, 6, fighting fire with fire, 7, the yo-yo syndrome, 8, the money trap, and 9, breaking of family values. Rationalization number 1, communication magic. Communication magic is the rationalization that getting the great catch to see her side of the situation will make him approve of her. Kay, a 29-year-old secretary, stated, "I've tried for a long time to get Roger to understand my good intentions." Kay believed Roger would stop controlling and verbally abusing her if she could only explain her motivation well enough. The concept of this magical communication, as illustrated through Kay's belief that, as Kay stated, Roger will magically stop saying these hurtful things once he knows my intentions. Kay believed that through intensive study and observation of Roger, she would discover how to express herself in exactly the right way so Roger would truly and at last fully understand her. Kay said, "I have given up everything, my friends, visits with relatives, even my quilting that I dearly loved, and a lot of other things I love too, just to stop Roger's anger and please him. I want him to be happy so badly. For weeks I would do everything to please him and agree with him about everything. I worked so hard in hopes that he would cheer up and one day say, 'I don't know what's come over me. You're so wonderful.'" I stated my observation to Kay and said, "It sounds like you feel one person can make another person happy. It sort of sounds like your happiness is like a little seed you can take from within yourself and put in someone else, your seed of happiness. Or think about this for a moment. What if Roger's garden is constantly washed over with rain or constantly in a drought?" Over the course of several sessions, Kay's rationalizations for excusing Roger's behavior began to fall apart as she began to view her search for a magical form of communication on her part that would bring the understanding from Roger that she needed. Think about a client you are treating. Would the analogy of a garden and planting seeds be helpful in your next session with a client who has a magical communication philosophy regarding their great catch? Rationalization number 2, hiding pain. The second rationalization for staying in an abusive relationship in addition to magical communication is hiding pain. Jeannie, a 32-year-old retired school teacher, said, "If I show my pain, Ralph knows that he's really getting to me. Then he increases his criticisms of my cooking, housekeeping, and everything else. I don't want to give him the satisfaction of hurting me." In a later session, Jeannie stated, "I was so proud of myself for being such a strong woman. I'd tell myself that I wasn't like those poor, victimized women who'd whine and cry to their husbands all the time." What would be your next step with Jeannie if she were your client? Here's what I did. As you can see clearly, Jeannie was rationalizing her behavior by stating the virtues of hiding her pain. I asked Jeannie, "Do you honestly believe that Ralph doesn't already know that you are hurting by what he says? By not responding, you let him know that he is free to continue to criticize you since there are no negative consequences for his action. In short, in his mind, his criticism works. The idea here was hiding the pain really isn't hiding anything at all, but perpetuating the abuse. Over the course of several sessions, I reframed Jeannie's rationalization by exploring the following: that by pretending the controlling abusive behavior is harmless, you give Ralph no motivation to change. Have you found, like I have, that the more your client numbs his or herself from the pain, the more he or she loses their incentive to take action? It's sort of like putting on several layers of clothing and a big fur coat to face the blizzard of their great catch's criticism. The greater the blizzard of criticism, the more layers of clothing they put on to hide their pain. Somewhere buried under all those layers of rationalizations, as we know, is a person in a great deal of pain. Through a series of sessions, can you see your client's layer of hidden pain peel away? As an intervention here for your clients that are hiding their pain, would it be beneficial in the next session to point out that they really aren't hiding anything at all and are perpetuating the abuse? Question 10. In communication magic, the victim of the abuse rationalizes that her great catch will magically stop saying hurtful things once he understands what about her.